The Federal Department of Agriculture has started a criminal investigation into the company at the centre of the live sheep export disasters. The company, Emmanuel Exports, will also have to justify why it should be allowed to keep its export licence. With more details, we're joined now by our political reporter, Melissa Clark. And Melissa, the department is making some serious moves against Emmanuel Exports over the revelations of mass deaths of sheep aboard its ships.
The department looked at footage from Animals Australia and reported to the Minister, David Littleproud, after this was first revealed, but it now says it's conducting a criminal investigation into the company and potentially the ship owner. It's going to look at overstocking, whether there was enough provision of food and water, and whether there was sufficient veterinary care on these voyages where thousands of sheep died whilst en route to the Middle East. And the department has also issued a show cause notice to Emmanuel Exports, which means they will have to justify why they should be able to keep their licence to continue to export ships, sheep to the Middle East on their ships year after year, as they have been for quite some time as one of the most established companies in this field. Now, look, maritime officials previously held investigations and have since reapproved vessels after some changes, but this will be a very big hurdle that Emmanuel Exports will have to leap over if its business is to continue.
As you've pointed out, the department's already conducted investigations into these incident. So why is this particular investigation happening right now?
That's not entirely clear, but there are two timeframes that might be relevant. The first is that the department conducted quick reviews at the request of the Agriculture Minister once this had come to light. Now that initial work is done, it is looking more closely at the details. There is a lot of footage for them to go through and from a number of different voyages. So they're complicated cases and they now have more time, having sort of had the quick initial response out of the way. But secondly, it also comes as the federal government is trying to change regulations around this in the federal parliament. Yesterday, the government pulled a bill from parliament on this issue that would have given the department more powers to regulate and intervene. And it pulled it because Labor was going to put an amendment on it to ban the trade, to phase it out over 5 years. And given that Liberal backbencher Susan Lee had put forward a private member's bill with the exact same terms, she would have backed that amendment, and hence the government would have lost a vote on the floor of the House. So the government's pulled that. It's not clear what the future of any changes to regulation in this area is, and that may well have an impact on how this sector is regulated in the future.
Melissa Clark, thank you very much.